11 through 16.
从第十一节到第十六节，提摩太前书第四章到第十六节。
In the Pew Bibles, that's on page, in English, it's on page 1137. Let's read together, those of you who are going to read in English with me, let's read it all the way through 11 through 16.
我们先用英文来读。
Ready? Prescribe and teach these things. Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe. Until I come, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and teaching. Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was bestowed on you through prophetic utterance with the laying on of hands by the presbytery. Take pains with these things, be absorbed in them, so that your progress may be evident to all.Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you.
我们请中文一起来读提摩太前书第四章的十一节到第十六节。十一节，我们请。这些事你要吩咐人，也要教导人，不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，只等到我来。你不要轻忽所得的恩赐，就是从前借着预言在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。这些事你要殷勤去做，并要在此专心，使众人看出你的长进来。你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行，又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
Very good. 请坐。
Please be seated.
Brothers and sisters, in the Christian faith and to build Christ's church and his kingdom, it is important to invest and spiritually train youth.
弟兄姐妹们，在于基督的教会和基督教会的增长方面是很重要的，就是 要在这个训练年轻人上呢要下功夫。
Youth represent the future servants of Christ's purposes.
因为教会的年轻一代是代表着将来以后的教会的耶稣基督的门徒。
My wife is here today with me, and we have the great fortune of having to just walk 3 minutes up to our local neighborhood church.
Okay. 这个太太她今天也在这里，他们有一个，他们很荣幸，他们很有幸，就是他们能够在花几分钟在他们的周围，他们所住在周围经走。
And even though we go to a different church, for many years you have made us feel part of your community and your church.
尽管他们去不同的教会，但是他们心里仍然认为他们和我们的教会是属于一起的。
The Salt Retreat was held on the weekend of September 14th through the 16th.
九月份的九月十四、十六号那个周末，我们教会的年轻人大专团契们，他们有一个曾经有过一次退休会。
Sister Alice Pong, my wife Dawn, and me were the older adults who attended.
在那次退休会上的肖艾姊妹还有Dick Andrew 夫妇，他们是唯一的三个成年人。
I would just like to ask, without embarrassing you, those SALT students who were able to go to the retreat, would you just stand today, please?
想请那些我们在这当中呢，我们参加过大专团契退休会的，请大家起立。
Okay, good. Now.These folks and more, we had about 30 of us, all were all together in a large home, 3 stories, and we all got along.
这些年轻人和这三位成年人一起，当然还有一共大概有30多位年轻人一起的经历的在一起有这么一个退休会。
They were very kind. They gave us, my wife and me, our separate room.
他们非常的友善，给了这个和他的太太，他们有一个单独的一个房间。
And we had a good sleep.
所以这个他说他有一个很好，在退休会当中他有很好的休息。
And we slept well partly because we didn't hear them.
所以他们能够很好的休息，是因为他们并没有被往常一样被年轻人的声音所搅扰。
So I think those parents who are here can be proud that they didn't bother the guest speakers.
我相信对于那些年轻人他们的父母，你们在今天在座的话，你们今天觉得应该会觉得自豪，因为你们的孩子都非常的守规矩。
During our sessions, we had 4 sessions and we focused on different important truths.
在那一次的青年人的退休会当中，我们有一共有四次的四次的这个分段，我们讲每一段我们都有一个主题。
The first truth was getting God's big picture from Psalm 90.
第一个主题就是要跟就是阅读这个诗篇第90篇，从那里面来认识神的大的计划。
This is the prayer of Moses, the man of God.
诗篇九十篇，我们都知道是神人摩西所写的一篇祷告词。
The big creator, and then we, the created ones.
在那里，他提到神是一个那伟大的创造万物的主，而我们是他是被造的。
And one prayer in Psalm 90 asks God to teach us to number our days so that at the end of our lives and throughout our lives,We will be wise people.
那里摩西就提到，要求神教导我们数算自己在世上所度的年日，使我们到年老的时候，我们仍然能够有智慧。
Our second session was deepening our devotional life.
我们第二个主题就是深化我们的属灵生活，灵修生活。
Making time regularly to meet with God and to be intimate with Him.
是我们能够学习定期的来每天花一部分的时间来单单的与神相处。
My wife handled the question and answer time.
我们第三个主题就是问答。
She answered personal questions, for example, how to select friends who will help us develop godliness.
这个太太是负责问答这一方面，来帮助一些年轻人，比如说回答一些他们在如何交友这些问题上的给他们做解释。
She had no questions like how to have a merry heart, a happy heart in a culture that keeps overworking us.
比如说，其中的有些问题就是如何在现在这样子一个忙碌的文化的一个环境里面，怎样保持一个喜乐的心。
And she had other hard questions to answer.
当然在那当中也有许多其他的 很严肃的问题。
I'm glad that she had that session.
我们非常因为有这样的一个问答的一个主题，所以我觉得是对于我们年轻人是有很多的益处。
And our last session we focused on born for spiritual battle.
我们最后一个主题就是要讲到的就是如何来做一个属灵的斗士。
And we examined the importance of knowing that we are in spiritual warfare.
我们就是来查考，要晓得我们是在一个属灵征战的环境当中。
And therefore we have to put on the whole armor of God to be protected in the spiritual warfare.
所以我们就要穿上神所预备的全副盔甲，因为来进入这场征战。
And so we invest in the youth in your church.
所以大家就晓得，我们这三位成年人，我们花时间来在我们教会的这些年轻人身上。
Trusting that God will strengthen their faith and help them to walk strongly in the future.
我们信靠神能够用这些时间使得我们教会的一些年轻人将来能够逐渐的成为一个更坚强的一个基督徒。
Today's message focuses upon another young person, Timothy.
今天我们所要讲的信息是在讲另外一个年轻人，就是叫提摩太这个人。
He has been given the responsibility of leading the Ephesus church.
提摩太他肩负一个责任，就是要带领以弗所的教会。
But who helped train Timothy?
但是大家知道不知道是谁在这里去教导训练提摩太，使他成为一个带领的人？
Who were his godly examples?
那谁是提摩太的一个敬虔的榜样呢？
Well, Timothy's earliest godly examples were his grandmother and his mother.
我们知道当提摩太他年纪小的时候，他所认识的那敬虔的榜样就是他的外祖母和他的母亲。
The Apostle Paul notes that Timothy has from 2 Timothy 1:5 he has a sincere faith within him.
因为保罗提到在提摩太后书1:5那里提到说提摩太他有一个无伪的信心。
And this sincere faith in Timothy first dwelt in his grandmother Lois and in his mother Eunice.
他就说这个信是起先在你外祖母罗以，然后又在你母亲有尼基心里的。
And 2 Timothy 3:15 reminds that from Timothy's childhood when he was small.
所以提摩太后书三章十五节又提醒我们，正是提摩太，因为他从小的时候就有这样的信心。
It says that he knew the sacred writings, the Old Testament, the Jewish, and Hebrew texts.
所以你从小就是明白圣经。
And those texts were able to give him wisdom.
而且是因着这样的圣经，使你有这样的一个智慧。
That led to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
这个智慧就是使你有因信耶稣基督而得救的智慧。
And so we are reminded how important it is to have an early spiritual foundation laid, especially by godly examples.
所以这两节经节就告诉我们，是对年轻人的成长是非常重要的，就是在他们早期的时候就有敬虔的榜样，使得 给他们有一个敬虔的榜样。
Dr. Horatio Bonar tells of the spiritual history of 253 people that he personally knew.
有一个Dr. Bonar 他个人认识253个基督徒。
These 253 people that he knew had become Christians during their lifetime.
他就做了一个调查，就是他所认识的这253个人都是在他们人生的不同的阶段里面，他们纷纷的成为基督徒。
138 of these people, or 55%, became Christians before they were 20 years old.
有138个，也就是说有 55% 这些人，他们是在他们20岁不到的时候，他们就已经 是基督徒了。
85 people, or 33%, became Christians between 20 and 30 years old.
85个人，也就是说差不多33% 的人，他们是在20岁到3岁之间，他们成为基督徒。
And between ages 30 and 40, only 22 people, or 8%, became Christians.
对于那些年龄到34岁之间成为基督徒的人，他们只有22个人，也只有8%。
And the remaining 7 became Christians between the ages of 40 and 70, and that's only 2% of the people that he knew.
在他253个人里头，最后的7个人，也就只有2%的人，他们是在他们40岁或50岁之间成为基督徒的。
Now that doesn't mean that older people can't come to Christ.
当然这些统计并不是表明这些年长人就不能够成为基督徒。
But it means the research and the statistics tell us that the earlier they're instructed, the more likely they are to give their lives to Christ.
这个统计表明，当一个人他的年纪轻的时候就能够认识耶稣基督的话，他就比较容易最后成为基督徒。
That's partly why we invest in training spiritually the young ones.
这也就是为什么我们这三个成年人愿意花时间来花时间和精力在我们教会的年轻人身上。
Our only two sons became Christians in their teens.
这个的两个孩子在他们成为基督徒的时候，也是在他们十几岁 teenager 的时候。
They live their own faith in Christ now, not mine.
他们现在是因着他们自己在认识耶稣基督的信心而活着，并不是因为他的老爸。
And we're very blessed because both of our sons married women who are Christians who love the Lord, so there are four of them all pursuing the Lord seriously.
第一个夫妇他们认为他们非常的有蒙福，就是因为他们两个儿子所娶的太太也是基督徒，所以他们的下一代是四个人都是那里敬虔的跟随主。
The Apostle Paul was also a very important godly example with Timothy.
我们也都知道提摩太他也认识另外一个敬虔的榜样，这就是使徒保罗。
In Paul's two letters to Timothy, they have been called the most personal letters in all of the New Testament.
保罗在写过两封给提摩太的书信，就是提摩太前书和后书，这两封书信被人称为是在圣经里面最最具有个人意味的书信。
When you read these, you can hear Paul call Timothy, my beloved son and my true child in the faith.
当我们来读保罗的书信的时候，我们就会看到保罗称提摩太，他是称为我亲爱的儿子，或者是说我在主里面的真儿子。
When you read these personal letters, you can see Paul praying for Timothy regularly.
我们仔细来读这两封书信的时候，我们就会认识到保罗他是在那里常常不断地为提摩太这个人祷告。
Paul also longs to see Timothy when they are apart from each other.
我们也知道当他们两个人分离的时候，保罗他渴望着要来能够见提摩太。
And he looks forward to being filled with joy when they are together again.
因为当知道当他们团聚的时候，他们心里面就都会满了喜乐。
Paul is a godly example, and he sponsored Timothy.
保罗是一个敬虔的榜样，就是他资助提摩太。
He protected him and counseled him.
他也保护提摩太，他也训练或给他提供建议。
And he helped give him life direction.
并且他是给提摩太他的生命给他有一个方向。
Paul saw potential in Timothy.
因为保罗在提摩太这个年轻人身上呢，看到了他的潜力。
He didn't just see problems.
他不单单只是在这个年轻人上看到他有年轻人的一些毛病。
So he trusted Timothy and the Christ in Timothy.
所以他就相信因为提摩太心里的信心，所以他就这样的相信。
To oversee the church, the young church in Ephesus.
所以他就把这个治理教一个全教会的这样一个责任就托付给提摩太这个年轻人。
When you read these two letters, you can see that they have become close friends.
如果我们仔细读这两封书信的时候，我们就晓得保罗和提摩太的关系是非常亲密的。
They travel together.
他们是一起旅行。
They suffer together.
他们也一起受苦。
They cry together.
他们也一起哭泣。
And they rejoice together.
当然，他们也一起欢乐。
And Paul knew that Timothy was watching his life very carefully.
保罗他非常的清楚，就是在他们一起的时候，提摩太是非常仔细的在观察保罗的言和行。
How many of you who have children or grandchildren know that they are watching you?
我们当中有谁是身为父母或者是祖父母，知道我们的下一代或者他们一直在来仔细注视着我们的言行？
They may not, you may not think they're watching you, but they are watching you.
也许我们还没有意识到他们是在对我们有观察，但是他们实实在在是在每天的观察我们。
And so Paul says in 2 Timothy 3:10-11.
所以提摩十节保罗这样讲。
Now you have followed my teaching.
现在你已经服从了我的教训。
You follow my conduct.
你也服从了我的品行。
My purpose.
我的志向。
You've seen my faith and patience.
你也看见我的信心和我的宽容。
You've seen my love and perseverance.
你也看见我的爱心和忍耐。
You've seen my persecutions and my suffering.
你也看见我遭遇。
Persecutions I endured.
但是就是和逼迫。
And out of all of them, the Lord rescued me.
但是从这一切的苦难中，主都把我救出来。
So Timothy got many close looks at his godly example, Paul.
所以在保罗这一切的经历里面，我们都晓得提摩太他有这样的一个机会，就是他可以很近的来观察保罗。
And as I travel, especially I meet people, I can see examples are very necessary today.For the next generations.
当迪克弟兄他在西岸旅行的时候，他就在各地，他就会发现敬虔的榜样是非常非常的有重要的。
So the question for us is, are we becoming the godly examples that are needed in the lives of younger ones?
那在我们在座的成年人当中，我们就要来自己问自己这个问题，就是我们选的一个榜样，给我们教会的年轻人所做这样的榜样。
In our verses, we now understand in verse 12.There is a problem here.
我们来读刚才读的这个十二节那里头，我们就会看到这里，从这些经节里面，我们能看到这里有一点点的问题。
And the problem is that some people were looking down upon Timothy because he was youthful or young.
这里个问题就是在以弗所教会的有些人是因着提摩太的年纪还小，所以。
And Timothy didn't, so Paul is now writing to help correct that.
因为提摩太他还年轻，所以保罗就写信给他来教导他。
In our church, our youth groups all sit together on the pastor's right hand side.
在这个所在那个教会里面，他们的年轻人都是坐在牧师的右手边。
And because they sit together as a group,
因为这些年轻
人 it's easy to watch them.
去观察注意这些年轻人的他们举动。
Now you heard some of them sing today, yes?
今天我们听到我们年轻人的诗班非常美丽
Very good
非常好
In Hawaiian it's called Nahe Nahe Real sweet
非常的美好
And so it's easy to say Good, they're very very good
所以我们因着他们的诗歌我们就会说我们这些年轻人是非常好的年轻人
But in our church and in our church our youth group
但在我们在这个所在那个教会里面他们的年轻人当中
SometimesWhen even the pastor is teaching,
有的时候就是在牧师在台上讲道的时候
I've noticed two or three boys,
我们老师有大概有两三个男孩子
and three or four girls,
或者是三四个女孩子
they like to talk to each other,
他们老是在那里底下讲话
while the pastor is teaching,
在台上牧师正在讲道正在教导
and,
台下人在讲话
and I'm not the pastor,
但是我想我因为我还不是我因为这不是我在那讲的不是这个他并不是牧师
But I can see this sometimes happening.
但他就是看到当牧师在台上讲的时候台下这些年轻人在那里讲话
Do you know what I want to do?
你知道不知道我看到年轻人这样做的时候我心里的感受是什么我想怎样做
I preach so my heart is with the preacher.
因为这个他也是在台上分享信息的所以他明白这个牧师在台上心里的一个感受
I want to go over to them
所以当这些年轻人在台下讲话的时候他就心里就想要去到年轻
I want to lay hands on them
要给他们按手
But I don't
但是我并没有这样做
And when I thought aboutWhat is happening here?
我就在想，哎，到底是这里发生了，到底这是一个怎么一回事情
？I realized that a number during the pastor's preaching.
我知道那些牧师讲道的时候，在台下讲话的这些年轻人，有些年轻人
have either lost their parent,
要么他们是单亲的
，or the parents don't come to church with them.
要么他们的父母并不来教会与他们一起聚会。
I use them.
我是他们的理由。
But I think if their parents were there,
但我晓得如果他们的父母在做的话
it might be different.
他们的孩子的言行也许就会不一样。
Here's my problem sometimes.
所以这个心理他心里的挣扎是这样子的。
When they are misbehaving, not like this fine group here,
年轻人
in my spirit, I say, well, they're just young and immature.
在我心里面我就会认识到这些年轻人实在是他们年纪还太小还不成熟。
In my attitude, without shows it,
但是我的
I say, maybe those who grow up and become mature.
也许这些年轻人将来他们长大了以后他们会懂事。
And my challenge is to not let a few represent the whole group and distort the reality.
我心里的挣扎讲话我就对教会的整个的年轻人因着这些就都轻看这些所有的年轻人。
Have you ever felt like I did when you see youth who are not as mature as you?
我们心里是不是在做？我们在座有些人是不是也有类似这样的感受
？Have you ever had an attitude of looking down on them?
我们是有时候会因着他们看他们。
I'm sure some of the grand have to close their mouths.
我知道做祖父母的常常这个时候就是要闭口。
When they see some things that they didn't like in their grandchildren.
因为他们在他们的孙子辈身上我们看到一些事情他们不说
Our law as new grandparents to zip our lips
因为我们家里面我们现在也有一个新的这个孙女所以作为身为祖父母我们要学习怎样来闭口不言
our son has a little girl he has two
因为我的小孙女她两个非常好的父母
so when we visit we zipOur lips.
所以当我们探访他们的时候，我们绝对不做任何的评论。
Hopefully they will welcome us back again. 欢迎。
真希望我们再去。
But Paul's Timothy, let no one look down upon your youthfulness.
所以这里保罗对提摩太说，不要让人小看你年轻。
Timothy struggled with timidness.
提摩太他的里面的挣扎就是因为年轻所以很冲
动
他也有时候也会有恐惧
and sometimes he was faint-hearted
或者是也是会心灵就软弱就要昏过去
at times he became so shy
或者甚至是也许他会觉得不好意思
that he turned inward
或者就变成了就把自己
and maybe he looked like a
让人认为好像是成为一个无助的一个小孩子
Or like a victim that was being picked upon.
结果就或者就成为一个被人家欺负的一个对象。
And at times he looked youthful, and he probably acted youthful.
当人家看着他年轻的时候，也许他的言语行动年轻人。
He probably acted
年轻，所以就会没有经验。
So he couldn't completely fulfill his role as the leader.
在有些人眼里就认为他可能就不能够完全的负起他作为这个带领的这个责任。
So Paul knew he had to speak the truth.
所以保罗因着他认识，把这个真实的情况来告诉他。
And what Paul was saying to Timothy, when you notice that people are looking down upon you because you're young,
所以保罗在这里对提摩太说，当你注意到有人是因着你年轻而轻看你的时候，愿 你的生命能够成为对他们的一个回答。
Teach the believers with your life.
就是你要教导这些信徒们是用你自己的生命来教导。
Show them by the way that you live, Christian, and you are growing.
你的行为是你是基督徒，而且你是一个生命上有长进的基督徒。
And the first way you show them is through your speech.
第一件事情你要注意的就是要在你的言语上的你要注重。
Verse 12 shows us that it's your speech. Listen to your study the way that you speak.
所以在你说话之前你要好好的你要好好的研究学习。
Be Christ-like when you speak.
所以当你说话的时候要像基督一样。
Burn when to be.
你能静默。
And think before you just blurt out words.
在你说话以前一定要好好的思考。
Paul would say to Timothy, live out Colossians 4:6.
也许保罗是对提摩太说，你就要像哥罗西书四章六节那里所讲。
Speech always as though seasoned with salt.
好像用盐调和。
So that you will know how you should respond to each person.
就可知道该怎样回答个人。
And Timothy, show them by your life, by your conduct.
要使你的行动。
Study Christ's life and let your behavior look like him.
你要来学习。耶稣基督在地上的榜样，这样使你自己的行为也能够效法。
Don't act in a way that will bring Christ dishonor and discredit.
如果对耶稣有害的
，Strive to be clear and God.
在世间，你都要力争做一个任何一个决定都是一个清清楚楚的。
And when in serious doubt, don't do it.
如果你心里仍然有疑惑的话，就。千万不要盲目的来行动。
People look down upon your youth.
你不要因为这些人来轻看你，而且对他们生气。
Learn to love them and learn to love people.
反而你要来学习如何的来爱他们。
Love them like 1 Corinthians 13 describes.
你要爱他们那里所描述的那样。
Because
因为我们知道爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is kind.
爱是又有恩慈。
Love is not jealous.
爱是不嫉妒。
Love doesn't brag.
爱是不自夸
and love is not arrogant
不张狂
love doesn't act unbecomingly
不做害羞的事
seek its own
不求自己的不轻易发怒
love doesn't take into account any wrong that has been suffered
不计算人的恶
love does not rejoice in unrighteousness
不喜欢不义
but love rejoices with the truth
只喜欢真理
love bears things
凡事包容
hopes all things
凡事盼望
And love endures all things.
凡是忍耐。
Love never fails.
所以爱是永不止息。
That's the answer, Timothy.
所以对提摩太，这个就是你要学习的那个爱。
So ask God in you.
所以你要求神，使神的爱能够在你的心里。
Love God.
使你这样，使你能够爱神。
Love for friends.
也能够爱你的朋友。
And love for even those people who are difficult to love.
甚至要爱那些实在是不可爱的人。
Timothy, let your life be the answer. Show it in your faith.
跟提摩太说，要使你的信心。
Growing faith dissolve your fear.
要使你的信心能够增长，能够心里头不再恐惧。
Timothy, develop the faith found in Hebrews 11 and gain approval from God.
就是要像希伯来书十一章那里提到的，要使你的信心在神里面有长进，被神认可。
And Timothy, by the purity of your life.That you are becoming a godly example.
并且你要在清洁上面，在清洁上面做信徒的榜样。
Matthew 5:8 reminds all of us that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
马太五章八节那里说，因为他们必得见神。
And seeing God will bring blessings that will inspire others to consider Him.
因为你若倾心在神面前，神就会把祝福带下来，那么在你周围的人就会因着这个而蒙福。
And Timothy, by keeping yourself pure,
要使你自己保持清洁，保持纯洁
useful to the master,
这样你就能合乎主用的人
prepared for every good work,
所以能够预备行各样的善事。
That's good counsel.
这个是保罗所提供给提摩太的一个非常好的一个劝诫。
Don't get angry at people and fight them with words.
当有人，我不要用着言语来
and grow,
而反而你要成为一个敬虔的一个榜样。
So as a young pastor, Timothy,
所以作为一个年轻的牧师提摩太
don't be timid.
不要因着人家这个 因着人家轻看你而就你就被激怒
did not give you a spirit or an attitude.
就给你一个这样子一个 很就被激怒的一个态度
And while you're in public and assuming the leadership,
当你在众人的面前当你做带领的时候
read the scriptures publicly.
你要来宣读神的话语
exhort people to change
劝勉人家使人家能改变
teach them
也要教导他们
be good in your instruction
而且要使你的教导能够对众人都有益处
and Timothy
向你教导
don't neglect your spiritual gift
而且你也不要轻忽你的属灵的恩赐
because the elders laid their hands on you and you were given a special spiritual gift
因为这些恩赐是以前众长老祷告的时候他们为你按手使你得到的这些恩赐
and the gift was for the body
而这些恩赐赐给你是
and the body is waiting for you
是在那里等着你把它 是等着你去建立他们
so don't neglect the development of your gift
所以不要轻忽你所领受的你 所领受的恩赐
you know brothers and sisters I talk with a number of Christians and as I listen to themI hear something again and again.
一些基督徒们谈话的时候，常常我听到这样的，就是他们不断的在那里重复的讲。
我很忙。
他说，就是我很忙 ，I'm very busy.
Very busy. Very busy.
非常忙。
In fact, I'm so busy.
我如此的忙。
I don't have too much time to get into this word.
都没时间来读圣经了。
I'm sad.
当我听到这样的人讲的时候，我心里面是很悲伤的。
Because I know that those who love God and who don't go into His Word and pray and listen,
因为我知道如果你爱神的话，但是你没有进入神的话语来祷告，来听倾听神的话
will start to drift.
那么你的智慧就会流失去
And the direction is drifting.
就在那里漂流，漂流不定
And it becomes
就成为一个
马马虎虎，
成为一个马马虎虎的人
Lukewarm.
就是温吞水
And that never pleases God.
这样是不能够讨神喜悦的。
So don't neglect your gift.
所以保罗这里轻忽所得的恩赐。
And brothers and sisters, this is really easy where to find the spiritual gifts.
我们很容易，如果我们想知道我们神所给我们的属灵的恩赐是什么，这是非常容易在圣经上就会找到的。
I want you to hold up four fingers.
我们至少可以在四个地方我们可以找到。
There are four where you'll find the list of spiritual gifts.
这里在这四处地方我们可以找到什么是属灵的恩赐。
The first two are in 1 Peter 4.
我们就是看到在彼得前书第四章那里就提到。
And Ephesians.
或者是
Some of you are looking for your gifts right now. Okay, no. Two fours and then two twelves.
Okay, 就是有两个四，就是彼得前书四章和以弗所书四章，还有就是两个十二。
First Corinthians 12.
就是哥林德前书的十二章。
And Romans
十二章。
So if somebody gives you a test and says, where are the spiritual gifts? You say, two fours and two twelves.
所以有人来问你是我从哪里才能够找到属灵的恩赐是什么？你对他们答复就是说两个四和两个十二。
Two fours and two twelves, that's where the spiritual gifts are.
属灵的恩赐就在两个四和两个
十二。There are some others that are sprinkled. So develop them, Timothy.
所以保罗就跟提摩太说，所以你要这个要不断发展你的恩赐。
And don't be afraid when you develop them that you will think that people will think that you are showing off.
你不养进，当你表现出来的时候，人家就会认为你是在那里自显的话，你不要因为这个而就不去来发展你属灵的恩赐。
And verse 15 tells us to take time with it, take a lot of investment time in this.
所以下面提摩太书这些事，所有保罗前面去做。
Be absorbed in them. Be intentional.
你要殷勤的，就是你要非常有目的的来花时间来做这样的事情。
Because your progress should be seen by everybody.
因为你要在这个事上专心的话，众人长进来。
You might say, "But that's showing off."
也会你会说，哎，这个安卓弟兄，这实在是在这个彰显自己的。
No, he's saying develop it well.
但是并不是圣经里在这里所讲的是，实际上你要在这个事情上专心殷勤去做。
Under the Lord's
事情都是在圣经的教导下面，是在主的教导下面、引导下面去操练的。
Don't be falsely coaching.
不要以不要因 有一种客气，而就不去再属灵。
Calmly let God develop your work and gifts, and then let Him show it to people. Let Him show it through you.
你要安静的在主的面前，主就会把恩赐加给你，使你在属灵生命上长进。这样子自然而然就会在众人面前显明出来，看出你的长进了。
And the church will win.
因着这个，教会就会成长。
And the body will be blessed.
神的信徒们就会蒙祝福。
And you will emerge as a godly example.
那么这样，你提摩太，你这年轻人就会成为一个敬虔的榜样。
So carefully evaluate.
所以你要去做，来去这个你要
your character. Carefully watch your character.
所以你要谨慎你自己的谨慎你自己的榜样。
And then carefully watch what you teach.
要注意你自己的教训，你所教的。
Because your character and your teaching will ensure your salvation.
因为你要在这些事情上，这些你的教导会保证，会强化你的信，你的坚固，能救你自己。
Yeah, not earning your salvation.
并不是来挣你自己的得救。
But making sure being sanctified is going on.
是的，你在神话语上面的尽心，使你自己能够晓得你在成圣的这个路上是有长进。
And Timothy, people are going to listen to your life and your word.
的时候，那你周围的这些人就会来从你的行为和从你的教导上面，他们来学习。
So make sure the gap between what you say and who you are is closing.
就是要使你自己的言和你自己的行是能够尽可能的保持一致。
It's time for application.
但我们今天的应用是什么？
All people, all of us are some type of example.
我们在座的每一个人，我们都是某一种的榜样。
You cannot be living and be a neutral example.
没有任何。
There's a saying that says, no person is completely worthless.
有一个这样的话说，就是每一个人都有他的用处。
A person can always serve as a bad example.
至少坏人也是要起一个坏的榜样。
Whether we like it or not, we will always.
没有意识到这一点的，还是没有意识到，我们都是某一种的榜样。
Brothers and sisters, there's no middle way. There's no safe middle way with our lives.
所以在我们的生活当中，并没有一个任何其他的地方能够使我们逃避这样。
We are examples. We're good example.
就是我们终归是别人的一个榜样。
The multimillionaire Steve Jobs says of Bill Gates, a multi-multi-multi-millionaire.
有一个有钱的人就在里就是说这个 Bill Gates 这个人。
The world is because Bill Gates realized something.
他说这个世界是因着跑了。
Bill Gates realized that his goal.
因为 Bill 他意识到他自己的人生的目的。
Was not to be the richest guy in the cemetery.
并不是成为一个在坟墓里面，在这个坟场里面的最富有的一个。
Giving away money, lots of it.
所以他就把他所拥有的财富就不断的在那里给出去。
He's been doing a lot of good with the money that he's made.
所以他就因着他使用他的钱做了很多的善事。
And that's why he proves it. He's a good.
所以从这件事情，我们大家都晓得 Gates 这个人是一个好的一个榜样。
I don't think you hear too many people saying Bill Gates is greedy, he's stingy.
我想我们不会有人听到这样的言论，是说 Bill Gates 这个人是一个很小气吝啬的人。
Because he doesn't want to be the richest guy buried in the cemetery.
因为他一个在坟场里面富有的人。
Now, brothers and sisters, our friends have a two-year-old little boy.
我们有一个朋友，他有一个两岁的小儿子。
And I want to show you something about this little boy.
这个两岁的小儿子。
His dad likes to build things in the yard.
他爸爸在这里盖什么东西。
So this little boy whose name is Josiah.
这个小小的两岁的儿子名字叫 Josiah.
Lives in Bellingham.
他在 Bellingham 那个地方住。
He walks outside and he watches his dad.
他就也到院子里面来看，就看看他的爸爸在做什么。看爸爸在那里钉钉子。
When his dad pounds nails,
当他爸爸钉钉子的时候
what do you think the little boy wants to do?
这个小我们大家知道这个小小的两岁的儿子他要干什么呢
Yeah, when his dad pulls nails,
当他爸爸把钉子拔出来的时候这个儿子要干什么呢
What do you think the little two-year-old boy wants to do?
干什么
I'll tell you.
便拿一个小小的榔头。
And this little two-year-old boy,
这两岁的小儿子拿一个榔头。
Follows his dad around the yard.
跟着他爸爸的后面就是走来走去。
And he has three words.
他就在那里这重复着三个字。
He says, just like daddy.
就像我爸爸一样。
And when his son when his dad hammers, he hammers.
当他爸爸在那里钉的时候，他也在那里钉。
He wants to be just like daddy.
我们看见两岁的孩子在那里模仿削法，他就说他要像他的爸爸一样。
That is God's.
我们想这个就是神所赐给父母的一个礼物。
Not hammers.
当然不是说是给的锤子这个礼物。
The appreciation for the parents early, they want to be like they're very young. Amen.
当小孩子年轻的很小的时候，他们那里来如何在模仿效仿他们的父母。
Proverbs says the glory of sons is their dad.
箴言那里讲，子女是父母的，儿子是父亲的荣耀。
And so early when they're young, you have son wants to copy you.
身为父母，我们有的时候他们有这样一个心，他们愿意来效法身为我们的父母。
And moms, if you have daughters, they also want to. No, they don't want to hammer.
做母亲的，当我们有女儿的话，我们也晓得我们的女儿也是在那里学习要学这个母亲。
They want to do some more.
他们要学着这个母亲在做什么，他们也要效法的。
Just like daddy.
所以。孩子终是要他有这个心要来学习模仿父母。
That is so special.
这是一个非常难能可贵的一个机会。
In our church studying, we have about 30 men studying this book.
有30个人我们再来读这本书，就是要叫力争长大应该是。
And it's about learning how to become men.
就在讲到年轻人几个成年人。
We have four sons and three dads in this group of 30 men.
在我们这个三十个人的这个小组里面，我们有四个是有三个是爸爸，四个是儿子。
Learning as men,
我们在一起来学习，作为一个成年人怎么样来讲话。
And then how to deal with wounds and how to deal with problems.
有难处来的时候，我们怎么样来对待它，处理它。
Was with my youngest son in California.
以前我和我的这个小儿子在一起。
Yeah. Now he's not saying six.
他那里并不，他的手指并不是在表示六啊，这个意思。
Yeah, he's part Hawaiian like me. He's saying relax.
啊，他是在说你要放松一点啊。
Take it easy.
在他的哥哥的婚礼上面。
And he's very relaxed because he's not getting married again.
他自己很放松，因为那里并不是他自己做新郎。
So this boy Joel, who's now when he was about eight.Years old.
当我们这个老二他八岁的时候，他和他这个儿子和爸爸关系，他在开爸爸的玩笑。
Turned to me one day at eight and he says, "Dad, I know you."
有他八岁的时候，我记得他有一次他转过脸，他对我说：“爸，他说我认识你。
”He says, "Dad, I'm watching you."
他说：“爸，我一直在观察你。
”And so he me.
所以他告诉我，就是说他给我一个警告，就是说他一直在那里很密切的注视着我。
You know that saying, like father, like.
我们知道有其父必有其子。
Like mother, like.
有其母必有其女。
My daughter, okay, has passed, and this young man,
这个年轻人
is now a dad.
他现在也自己是身为人父。
And his daughter Sophie is 15 months old.
他们的女儿 Sophie 现在是15个月大。
And it is remarkable to watch her walk around the house and watch her dad and mom.
所以就非常的有意思，就是看这个房间里走来走去的，来观察他自己的爸爸
，just like daddy，
父亲一样。
She wants to drink just like daddy。
所以他喝的东西就要喝，爸爸喝什么，他要喝什么。
She wants to watch some sports just like daddy。
老爸那看这个体育节目，他也要看。
She doesn't always want to sleep just like daddy。
他睡觉当然并不是总是像老爸一样。
But this young man is now a daddy。
现在这一个年轻人他自己是父亲。
So he's beginning to understand he is an example and he wants to be a godly example.
他现在就开始意识到他自己无学习来做一个敬虔的榜样。
I'm going to end with this illustration now.
所以我最后给大家有一个例子。
On page 22 of our manual,
在我们教会里所读的这本书的第20页那里，22页那里说
The question is asked, Give me three phrases that you think of when you remember your dad.
就是你用三个字你来描述你对你父亲的印象。
And I really wanted to ask my son that.
所以我非常愿意，就是我非常想来问我他们会用什么样的字眼。当然我不会给他们有压力的了。
Because he was driving the car.
所以当我儿子在开车的时候。
And I was sitting next to him.
我在他的右边坐着。
And so I asked Joel, I told him, I've been studying this, and he watched part of a DVD with me.
所以我就跟他说，我说我们教会正在学这本书，他也跟我一起来这个片子。
And he knew the topic.
知道我们在讲的那一段，我觉得功课是叫做纪念你的父母。
So I said, Joel, what three words do you think of when you remember me?
我就问他说，我说你对你，我说你要人家问起想到你父亲的时候，我就一边开着车。
He gets real quiet.
非常安静。
And you know, within 20 seconds or so, he gave me the first two words.
大概在20秒之内呢，他就把他头两个字告诉我。
They were in there already.
就说那些，但是他对他父亲的了。
Because he'd been watching.
就在那里注视他的父亲。
He said, Dad, I got two, I got a third, and I'm trying to work on the phrasing.
他说我已经有两个字了，这第三个我仍然还在那里想，看怎样来这个来表达。
I didn't say anything.
所以我什么都没有说，这时候。我就要等着他。
The first word in it, he said, Dad, integrity.
他说，老爸，我对你的第一个印象就是你是一个正直的人。
He not only told me the word, but he gave me the example.
他不单单告诉我，他给了我这一个字来描述，并且他给我这个实际的例子。
I look through your window in your study and I see you kneeling down.
他说，老爸，我有的时候来到你的书房，我从书房的这个门的这个门口，我可以看见你是跪在那里向神祷告。
And I come quietly, and I'd see you reading God's word.
我安静地悄悄地来到你的那里，我就会有的时候会看。
Sunday, you took me to church.
而且是星期天，总是你带我到教会。
You didn't send me.
你从来没有打发我去教会。
You took me.
你总是带着我一起去教会。
All the time.
每一次都是如此。
That's integrity.
他说，这个是我所认为的，你所有的正。
Your words usually match your.
言语总是一致的。
To treat him to a big hamburger at that time.
我听了这个，我心里很高兴。我实在是要给他买一个很大的汉堡给他。
And he gave me two other examples.
他又给我另外两个例子。
Two words and two examples.
OK, 那个两个字还有另外两个例子。
And I realized that he was watching my life.
我就意识到，在我的一生里面，我的儿子一直都是在那里注视着我。
And he was watching his mom's life.
而且他也在那注视着他妈妈。
And such grace, we were able to.
因着神的恩典，我们身为父母，我们能够给我们的孩子有一个敬虔的榜样。
And now it's his turn.
现在是成为我儿女们他们的时候了。
Even though he's young, the word is down on you.
尽管他们现在年纪小，但是神给提摩太的这个保罗给提摩太的警戒就是不要因着你眼小而使人轻看你。
But answer with your life.
但是你要来做，使你的言行，使你的生命来做一个敬虔的榜样。
Action, son, be
和行来保持一致。
And I know that my heart is that in our church.
在我们教会里面，我心里的负担就是。
And in your church.
在你们教会，我心里的负担也是这样。
That those who are younger,
就是教会里的年轻人
younger in the faith,
特别是人
will be people who will see,
是他们能够
godly examples,
在我们教会的成年人当中来看到敬虔的榜样
and I will remember all of us in prayer,
我愿意在祷告中纪念大家
become godly examples,
成为敬虔的榜样
Thank you for listening,
谢谢。